Hi there. So for the second part of my 800 plus follower celebration, I was asked to do an AMA. So first question from Cracked Bottles. How do you decide what audio to record and what, if anything, do you do to get into the mood or character for recording? So I normally go around the Script Guild. And I will pick a bunch of scripts that I like the look of, and I'll save them. And I like to save a mixture of everything. F for F, F for A, F for M. I will keep them on my phone for a little bit. I'll go through each script and I'll read them once again, and if I feel like I really enjoy it and I still like the tags and the story to it, I will record it. To get into the character of things, I normally, when I'm looking for script, I'll look at some of the tags that I enjoy. I do a lot of DDLG. I feel like I'm really good at playing the part of a little girl, a little who's ratty or very obedient. I seem to do that quite well. When I do stuff that are sort of a little more out of my comfort zone, I sort of stick to ones that I feel that I can get away with doing. And then it's up to you guys as listeners and people who upvote it to determine if I've done a good job or not. So the next set of questions are for Glittering Size Zero. Question number one: what stereotype about your country slash ethnicity do you dislike the most? That everyone is ginger and everyone wears kilts, because that really isn't the case. My hair's been every colour under the sun. I am a natural blonde. Sorry if that disappoints anyone. And the men are like normally only wear kilts, so like special events, like weddings, graduations, stuff like that. It's not something that we do a lot. Question number two: what is the dumbest slash funniest sexual encounter that you've ever had? That is very easy. I was having sex with someone. I asked him to speak dirty to me. He panicked, started laughing. I was very confused and asked him what the fuck was so funny, and he replied that he was going to call me a smelly, smelly whore. That was the first and only time I ever asked him to speak dirty to me, since it went so well. Question number three: what physically attracts you to male, if possible female as well? Body that turns you on the most. I like eyes. I like their eyes. I'm a sucker for brown and blue eyes. I think they're very cute. Question number four: what time during the day are you the horniest? I only really record at night, so I get myself a little in the mood before I record everything at night time. Question five: what's your ideal amount of sex per week? Once or twice. I'm busy with my day life and all that jazz, so I don't even think I could keep up with it every night or anything like that. Question six: favorite sexual position and why? Doggy, because I like my hair being pulled and spanked and all that jazz. Question seven: which fictional character do you want to have sex with most and why? Either Spike from Buffy or David Bowie as the Goblin King. Those two men were like my sexual awakening. I guess I've got a thing for blonde guys with English accents. I don't know, there was just something about those two that got me going. Question eight: what are your stick size preference, big, average, or small? I don't care, because it really doesn't matter how big your dick is, as long as you know what you're doing with it. it really doesn't matter. Question 9, worst date and best date you've ever been on? I haven't been on many dates, to be honest with you. Me and someone that I dated, we used to go to the arcade a lot, and we would have dinner and we'd go to the arcade and we would like sometimes bowl, and that was always fun. I can't really think of any bad ones. They've all sort of been like go and see a movie or hang out at home. My favourite date though is just sitting in with some good food and playing video games, to be honest with you. 10. Besides GWA, what are your top three erotic subreddits to video visit? Well, the script guild to get my scripts. I don't really spend a lot of time on Reddit that isn't recording, answering like messages and questions and comments. Dates Gone Wild, I'm on there, and GWA Audibles, I guess, like to listen to other performers. I'm really not on Reddit an awful lot. I'm mostly on Discord. Question 11. What are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex as well as dating relationship, and what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? The best advice I can give to a man is like, well, women as well actually, I suppose. Don't be selfish lovers. Don't finish and then sort of roll over. Just help the other one get off as much as they need, and don't forget about aftercare, especially afterwards. Getting cuddles and kisses and whatever you need to do afterwards is amazing. Relationships and dating. I'm single, so probably not the best to ask. Talk to your partner. Make sure that communication is key. There's no point in shutting down. Never go to bed angry. There we go. 12. How did you stumble upon GWA? So I got into audio porn through Pornhub, believe it or not. I didn't even know. I'd heard of Reddit, I didn't know what GWA or anything like that was. So I stumbled on it. This particular performer was on GWA, but I was a patron of his, so I didn't ever go on to GWA. It wasn't until I joined Smut Club that I was introduced to actually what GWA was, and it blew my tiny little mind. I did not know there was so much audio porn on the internet, never mind Reddit itself. 13. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? I don't know. I listen to a little bit of everything. Especially, I have friends on GWA that I've met through recording, and I speak to through recording, whether it's congratulating them on an audio or asking for advice or anything like that. And if it's someone that I know and that is a friend of mine, I will generally give everyone a listen to and support them. The only person who's my friend on GWA that I refuse to listen to is my friend Dubs. Sorry, Dubs. He's like, well, I call him my fake father. Like, we spoke about this on my other AMA. But he's like a brother to me, and I couldn't listen to his audios, and no, I just can't. 14. If you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be? And what would be your gimmick slash character? I guess Bubbles. That was a nickname of mine for a long time. And I would probably be a pretty girly girl and pink and stuff like that because that's just the opposite of who I am. So something a little different. 15. What is something other women do that you simply don't understand or can't relate to? How in God's name do women walk in heels? I am a tomboy, pretty much. I will wear heels if I need to, if I go to a wedding or something like that. I just can't walk in heels. I just can't do it. If I wear heels, they're off pretty quickly. And also, girls that wake up at the crack of dawn to put makeup on. Like, I would rather be sleeping for an extra, like, 20 minutes rather than getting up early and doing my makeup, to be quite honest with you. 16, sorry. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? Stay in school. Stay in school. I dropped out of high school. I did like my fourth year exams, and for someone who didn't study and for someone who didn't go to school a lot, I done very well. And like, if I actually put some effort behind it, I would have got an A and B in like most of like all my subjects rather than most of them. 17. What was the last movie you saw? Is it from anime movies such as Howl's Moving Castle, Spirited Away, My Neighbor Totoro, which I had on anime night not that long ago? It was the Rocky Horror Picture Show. 18. Have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us what it was about. If not, then what movie has had a massive emotional impact on you? Okay. I'm not girly or anything like that. Oh my god. Embarrassed to say this, but see in Monsters, Inc. when at the end and he opens up the door and Boo shouts Kitty at him, I cry at that every time. I don't know why, it just breaks my heart and it makes me happy and I cry at it every time. And like sad movies, I'll like shed a little tear. But nothing as much as that. Question 19. If all the sex toys you own came to life, how would they behave and what would they talk about? I don't know. I don't have many sex toys. It's mostly like rope, clamps, hands and foot cuffs. I have a few little toys. Probably why I don't use them that much. I do have these toys. As I said, I'm single, so my rope and my cuffs, I don't think have ever been used. Maybe my cuffs once or twice, but not my rope. And a lot of the time I'll just use my hands, so probably why aren't we used more often? Qu 20. When was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? Cunt is my favorite, swear word. I use it a lot. I actually called myself a cunt today, if that counts. Because I can't. What was it? I couldn't get something to work, and I called myself a cunt for it. It's just something I do. 21. What was your favorite cartoon growing up? The original, like Scooby-Doo and like Courage the Cowardly Dog and the Powerpuff Girls. I adored all those shows growing up. I can't really pick a favorite, just the original, like Cartoon Network, like the early noughties. I loved all of them. 22. How much does religion matter to you in a relationship? Would you be okay dating someone that believes in God? Would you be more comfortable if your partner didn't believe in God? Absolutely not. It does not bother me. I'm a firm believer in if you want to be religious, if you want to live your own life a certain way, whether you're a vegan or religious or anything like that, that's fine as long as you don't shove it down people's throats. If I'm totally okay, believe in what you want. If that's what makes you happy, then go for it. But if I don't want to do that, do not try and force me to do it, because I'll dig my heels in and just argue about it. Question 23. When it comes to politics, would you be okay dating someone on the opposite spectrum? Like, let's say you're left wing. You'd be okay with someone dating someone who's right wing? Yes. Yeah, it really doesn't bother me. Again, it's a thing of, I'm not going to try and force my political views on you. Don't do it to me. I think you can be in a loving, healthy relationship with someone that doesn't have the same political standpoint or religious views as you, and you can be happy as long as you don't make it an issue and argue about it constantly, because then it's just going to be toxic. 24. Is using coupons on a first date sexy? Coupons? I don't get that. I don't know. Yes? No? I have no idea. 25. When you're dating someone new, do you think serious topics questions should be avoided / saved for later? Keep the dates casual, or should be talked about as early as possible? Like, say we're referring to the first 3 to 4 weeks. I mean, it depends on the situation. If you're going on a date with someone that's got children or is in the middle of a divorce or something, for say, like, I think that would be okay to talk about in the first date. Anything else I don't think really matters. Like, just get to know each other. What they like, what they don't like, all that jazz. So that's all the questions. Thank you guys for these. It's been wonderful. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you guys soon.